Now from Hollywood, Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of today in stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight with Anthony Barrett as Milton, Barbara Eiler as Deli, and Joseph Kearns as Dr. Lackland, we bring you Walter Brown Newman's delightful love story, Captain Huckabee's Beard.
We were all at the bar in the ice house drinking bon voyage to Sam Huckabee. I happened to be nearest the door, so I was the first to notice Koenig when he entered. I nudged the man standing next to me.
Sam Huckabee! Turn around and look at me. I am Bat.
So you are.
And you will notice that I have grown a beard.
So you have.
Gentlemen, please. I want no trouble here. Now, please,
you
gentlemen.
You still think that you are cock of the heap on this island, Huckabee? You still think you can stop every man but yourself from wearing a beard on this island? Well, I have got a beard. And I dare you to try to take it away. I am here to clip your beard, Huckabee.
Sam, please. No mucking about in my establishment.
Don't fret, Digger. Just fetch a pair of scissors and stand by. This will take only a minute.
It's the innocent bystander who is usually injured, and I'd observed Sam Huckabee's prowess too many times to have any doubt as to the outcome. I left the bar and made my way to the veranda to finish my drink. Our lagoon is surely the most beautiful in the southern seas, and the view from the ice house is superb.
Digger! I'll take the scissors now, Digger.
A small passenger ship, the Ocean Queen, had dropped anchor in the lagoon a half hour ago. And now, coming towards me across the beach, was a stranger. A plump young man, rather smallish. He was carrying a spanking new leather valise. He was dressed in tropical white, sport shoes, and gaudy sport shirt. His eyeglasses flashed in the sunlight.
This the place they call the ice house?
Yes, that's right.
Sure is scorch of a day. I just got off the Ocean Queen. Name is Murney, Milton Murney. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
How do you do? Mine is Lackland, Dr. John Lackland. Traveling for pleasure, Mr. Murney?
Yeah, I guess so. The company I represent gives a prize every year to the salesman who makes the best record. 3 months cruise in the Pacific, all the way to Australia and back. This year I won it.
Ah, then you'll be leaving on the Ocean Queen. You'll enjoy Australia.
I'm not going on to Australia. Between you and me and the lamppost, I'm bored with the Pacific.
Bored with the Pacific?
Well, you know, water everywhere. Each island, same as the last or the next. Anyway, I'm homesick. They told me it's a passenger ship due here this day next week, heading for San Francisco.
Yes, the Moana.
That's for me. Look, I understand there's no hotel on this island, but do you know if there's room or house I can rent while I'm here?
Well, you can put up at my place, as my guest, of course.
It's real kind, but I don't want inconvenience.
Oh, not at all. You won't be the first. I'm happy to have you.
Well, I'm on my way, Doc.
How is Koenig?
As Sean Lamb, Doc. Hey, who's this?
Oh, I beg your pardon. This is Milton Murney of California. Mr. Murney, this is Sam Huckabee, captain of the Deli, that little schooner you see out there.
I notice you have not shaved today, Mr. Murney.
Huh? Oh, grows in heavy. Shaved this morning, but it grows in heavy.
And if you're here when I return, make sure it's shaved clean.
Funny you should notice. I Just remarking to myself about your beard. Well, I haven't seen such a big one in years in the States.
Tell me when I get back. The tide's beginning to ebb and I have to push off. Goodbye, Doc. I'll give your regards to the fellas on Amura. Goodbye, Mr. Murray.
You'll have to forgive Sam's brusqueness, Mr. Murray. He's really one of the best, as you'll see if you're still here when he comes back in about 8 days. Right now he's in a devil of a hurry. He's to be married upon his return, and he's bound for Amura to fetch the reverend.
Oh, I could see. He's pretty nice.
Well, come along to my place, Mr. Murray. It's up the beach a bit. Leave your luggage here. I'll send a boy.
What did he mean I should be shaved when he gets back?
Well, Captain Huckabee's beard is not merely a beard. It's a battle flag as well. He's made it a law on this island that only he may wear one. And with his two fists, he enforces that law.
It's a little high-handed, isn't it?
Perhaps. But for me, Sam represents all the adventure of the South Seas. And his whim concerning beards, the sort of thing which legends are fashioned. The natives on a thousand islands sing of Sam and his great beard.
Did you ever contest Sam's primacy?
No. I don't fancy beards.
Me too. I like to be smooth-shaven. After all, what sort of representative of my company would I be with a beard?
Oh, and what is your company?
Oh, didn't I mention it? I'm salesman for the Glenarchy Electric Razor Company of Los Angeles. Fastest growing outfit in the business. Why, we did a gross of $7 million this year against $6 million for last year, and only $4 million.
I could see my place now. As always, I was struck by its beauty. I ignored that Mr. Murney's hymn to the glories of the Glenarchy Electric Razor Company and feasted my eyes on my home, set there in the palm grove with the silver sand at its doorstep and the surf tumbling green and white and the blue, blue, blue sky above. The people seeing my place for the first time always comment upon its loveliness. I waited for Mr. Murney to do so.
Well, that lowered our depreciation 14%. Gave us a chance competition-wise, of
yes,
course.
Yes, that's fascinating. Well, what do you think of it? My home.
Yeah, cute. Nice little beach. Ever see the one at Malibu? Boy, they got homes there that must cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 bucks. And in... Well... There goes my boat on its way to Australia.
Oh, and there's Captain Huckabee's schooner, showing it a clean pair of heels. Have you ever seen...
Wait a minute, Doc. Who is that?
Stepping through the surf and across the beach toward us was a vision of delight. I didn't wonder Mr. Murney was impressed. A sea nymph clad in a gaily colored bit of cloth, molded by the wet to her body. She wore a wreath of white hibiscus blossoms in her jet-black hair. Hello, Deli.
Good evening, Doctor.
I didn't know you'd taken to swimming off this point. I'd stay home more often.
Oh, I haven't. I was aboard ship with Sam till we came abreast your place, and then I swam ashore.
Oh.
We were so busy saying goodbye, I didn't notice we'd come this far.
May I introduce my guest, Mr. Milton Murney. Mr. Murney, Miss Deli Sheridan, daughter of Digger Sheridan, the proprietor of the ice house.
Hello.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, I'm sure.
Deli, care to rest at my spot for a while?
Oh, thank you, no. Have you forgotten the feast tonight?
Oh.
I have to get myself ready.
Yes, of course. I'll see you there, then.
You're invited, too, Mr. Murney.
Why, thanks. Be a pleasure.
Goodbye, Mr. Murney. Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye.
She is lovely, isn't she?
Oh, I didn't mean to stare like that.
Oh, don't be absurd, Mr. Murney.
Look. Call me Milt, huh?
I don't wonder you stare at her, Milt. Of course, Sam Huckabee might resent it. She's the girl he's going to marry. That's what the feast tonight's all about. But I quite understand you're being taken with her. All the men are in love with Deli. How could we fail to be? All the romance of the South Pacific is embodied in that nymph, that goddess of eternal spring.
Yeah. Why, she's like the girl in a Coca-Cola ad.
Yes, quite so. It was one of the finest feasts ever held on this island. Digger Sheridan spared no expense. Spread out for us were suckling pig and fish, lobster and baked bananas, breadfruit and coconut milk. The riches of this rich portion of earth. The natives drummed and danced and sang. Oh, yes, it was a feast to be remembered.
And the exciting thing about Adele, I got the contract after all.
Well, the most excitement I ever had was when that shark came after me. Remember the time, Doctor?
Oh.
I was swimming off Sam's ship, and this 20-foot shark came along, and Sam dived into the water and killed it with just a knife.
Oh, that must have been interesting. But in Florida once, I saw an Indian wrestle an alligator. Cost a quarter.
It takes a great deal more nerve and strength to fight a shark, I'm sure.
There's a fellow who works for me. He's a weightlifter as a hobby. Muscles like I don't know what. But he don't have it up here, you know? I notice most of the fellows with the muscles, they don't have it up here. They
oh,
just...
wait for me! I'm coming too! Wait for me, everyone!
Miss Deli, where are you going? Doc, where's everybody going?
Well, down to the lagoon. Spearfishing by torchlight. It's great fun.
Oh, guess I'll toddle along and watch. See you later, Doc. Digger?
What's he like?
Oh, Mr. Manny? He's a Philistine.
Oh, Philistine, is he? I thought he was a ruddy Yank.
Digger... The term Philistine means commonplace. Commonplace in ideas and taste. Contentedly commonplace. Indifferent to culture and beauty. Dull, trite, prosaic.
Oh, knock off it, Doc. I know what you mean. I get the idea. I ain't an ignoramus, you know.
Well, that's Mr. Murney. Pleasant, well-meaning, but a Philistine. The spearfishing went on until quite late. I went home and sat in my living room and read. Through the window, I could see the torches sparkle like fireflies on the face of the lagoon, and I could hear the shouting and the laughter. After a while, Milt came up from the beach with his trousers rolled up, carrying his shoes and socks in his hand.
Well?
Went spearfishing, did you? Enjoy it?
When I want fish, I go to a restaurant in Tarzana. They got these here live fish swimming in a big bowl right there in the restaurant. You pick one, the waiter does the rest. I only went because... Say, that kid Delia, I feel a little sorry for her, you know?
Oh, you do?
Poor kid. Why, she's never in her whole life been off this island. She's never had a hot dog or seen a washing machine. I even had to explain to her what 3D is.
She's missed a great deal, hasn't she?
What would you like for breakfast? Well, usually I have got any whoopsies? Rice nogs?
Whoopsies?
And the breakfast cereal. You know the ad. The kid saying, "Gee, Dad, it's whoopsies." Yeah, I can see you don't have any. Well, I'll have whatever you have, huh?
Guess I'll turn in. You got anything to read a while?
My library's behind you. Help yourself.
Poems and plays of Shakespeare, essays of Montaigne, complete works of Herman Melville. That all you got, just 3 books?
My 3 essentials. I once had 3,000, but I've given and thrown away the rest.
So I don't read. Good night, Doc.
Good night, Milt.
Oh, that poor kid. That's a real shame.
I smoked another pipe and then went to bed. In the morning, I was up soon after sunrise, and after my usual plunge in the surf, I wrapped a pareo around my body and sat down to breakfast. Milt came in from his bedroom soon after.
There you are. I was just going to send a boy in to wake you up. Sit down, try a mango. They're delicious. Sleep well?
Pretty good. The waves made a lot of noise.
Oh, boy, coffee.
Oh, and there's some toast and...
What's the matter? What are you looking at?
You still haven't shaved.
Oh. No, not since yesterday morning.
Comes up fast, huh? Well, I've no electricity. Only the ice house has electricity, so your electric razor's no use here. But I can lend you one of my razors.
No, thanks. I'll go without shaving a while.
But why?
Advertising. Every man in this island right now is smooth shaven. All right. Want to catch someone's eye, what do? Let the old beard grow. Get it? The old come on? That kid Deli, she interests me.
Deli? You expect to just buy...
She mentioned last night I wasn't shaved. That's what gave me the idea.
Milt, Sam Huckabee will beat you to a pulp if you make advances to that girl.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. Don't get me wrong. She's engaged, and I wouldn't dream for a moment of... Well, I just wouldn't. Pretty she is. But no harm in a little innocent fun, is it?
Well, the girl aside, you'd best shave that beard before Sam returns.
Boat sails the day before he's due back, so I guess I don't have to worry.
Now, Doc, don't look at me like that. I tell you, I won't lay a finger on the girl, no matter how she reacts.
No matter how she... Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to be rude, but your self-confidence is amusing. You've seen Sam Huckabee. Can you imagine that a girl would... I mean, well...
All right. There you are, then. So what's the harm in having a little fun with it? What else is there to do around here?
Swimming, fishing, walking.
Oh. What do you do with yourself all day?
I indulge in the pursuit that brought me to the islands in the first place.
I wonder. About what?
Well, Milt, if it has to be explained to you, you'll never understand.
Huh? Guess I won't at that. Well, I'm going for a stroll up toward the ice house. See you later, Doc, huh? Gee, must be 10-11 years since I've gone this long without shaving. Bet it wouldn't take me a month to grow a beard as long as Huckabee's.
We will return to romance and tonight's story, Captain Huckabee's Beard, in just a moment. When your child goes back to school this fall, there's far less danger of his learning some dangerous ism than there is of his learning nothing at all. America can remain strong and free only if we give our children the education they deserve. Stop the shameful neglect of our schools. Better schools build a stronger America. And now for the second act of Captain Huckabee's Beard, as we return to romance.
I believe in permitting house guests to do exactly as they please. So I didn't see much of Milton Murney during the next few days. Occasionally I'd catch a glimpse of Deli and him strolling along the beach or sitting together on what's left of the Orohena, which was wrecked and blown ashore during the last hurricane season. But one night, I heard him cry Deli's name in his sleep. And I could see he was more than half in love with the girl. Well, it was none of my business, but he wasn't a bad chap, and I didn't want his feelings hurt if it could be helped. His case was so very hopeless. I spoke to Digger about it a few days before my guest was due to leave.
Yes, so he's fallen in love with her. What do you expect me to do about it?
Digger, I thought you might be able to set him down easy. I know darn well he's not the first man to be attracted by her.
Of course he ain't. Wish I had a pound note for every cobber who has been. But she has a way of handling them so they ain't crushed to a bleeding pulp when she tells them nothing doing. Trust her, Doc.
I suppose after they've left the island, they rather enjoy the memory, hurt feelings and all.
Of course they do. I always did. Didn't you?
Every time. So, there it was. Actually, if Murney weren't such a fool, I thought he wouldn't be letting himself in for it in the first place, with the odds so heavily against him. Murney is a fool. I tried to dismiss it with that. But a day later, I chanced to witness a scene that made me feel sorry for him, fool though he was. Inland from my place, there's a forest glade, and in it a cool, deep pool of water. I went there for a dip. When I came out, I lay down to sun myself on a flat rock behind a growth of ferns. I dozed off and was awakened by the sound of voices.
Hey, that was some little hike, let me tell you.
It's worth it, though, isn't it? You don't have a pool like this in your old Los Angeles.
Some people have even better ones. Right in the backyard. More sanitary, too. They put in chemicals. You'd enjoy one if you could see it. People come visiting and sit around. Listen to ball games on the radio. A lot of fun.
Ready for a swim?
Sure. Where can I change?
Oh, behind that tree. If you'd wear a pareo like I do, you wouldn't have to change. You'd just dive right in. Like this. Oh, it's wonderful. Come on, hurry.
I peered down from my rock and watched her, my heart catching at her slim grace. I could see Milt getting into a pair of swimming shorts. His flesh was white and flab, and he had a little pot belly. His legs were spindly. I thought of Sam's appearance and shook my head.
Don't just dip your toe. Come on in.
Hey, it's cold. I'll just sit here and dangle my legs. Know what you look like? Like someone in a Technicolor movie.
What's a Technicolor?
Come to L.A. sometime. I'll show you. Is it a date?
You funny little man. What else would I see in L.A.?
Well, it's a housing development there you wouldn't believe. 10,000 homes, all exactly like, laid out in neat rows. Just gorgeous. And there's a restaurant built in the shape of a Panama hat. It's called a Panama hat. You never ate anything like that, did you?
Go on.
Well, sometimes they have premieres. That's when a new movie opens. You should see the crowds along Hollywood Boulevard with the searchlights.
Poor devil, I said to myself. Poor devil. He's really serenading her with a love song, and he might as well be baying at the moon. Poor devil. The following day was Milton Murney's last on the island. His ship, the Moana, steamed into the lagoon while we were at breakfast. It was scheduled for a brief stop while it took on water and mail and a bit of cargo. Milt gulped his coffee and then hurried to his room to finish packing. I followed.
I'll be ready in just a minute.
I'll finish packing for you while you shave.
I'm not going to shave.
What will your company, the Gilnockie Electric Razor, say when you march in with a beard down to your chest?
Oh, I'll shave after I'm on board.
Oh, I see. Leaving here with your colors flying, eh?
My beard flying is more like it.
It's a good beard. Functional, at any rate. Served its purpose. Advertising, remember?
I remember. Yeah, it did, didn't it? She came around every day to see if I still had it. I'll miss that girl.
Yes, I suppose you will.
No, I mean really miss her. Might as well tell you, I asked her to marry me last night.
Oh? Well, there's really nothing I can say, is there?
Nope. Oh, well. Something to dream about back in the States.
Ah, that's the boy.
Did you say the ice house has electricity? I never noticed.
Oh, yes, it has its own generator.
I got a sample here, one of our specials. I'd like to give it to Digger. He's been pretty nice to me.
Well, I know he'd appreciate it.
I'll give it to him on my way. Yeah, that does it, I guess. Sure wish I had something nice to give you. Human swell.
Oh, don't mention it.
I'll send you something from L.A., don't know what.
I'll just drop a line occasionally. That'll do it.
Well, so long, Doc.
I'll come with you. No, leave the bag. One of the boys will put it aboard for you. We started for the ice house. Milton never once looked back at my place. He rarely hadn't changed during the week. As we passed one of the native huts, I greeted the fisherman, Marevi, who was mending a net. Well, I was rather surprised when he failed to return my greeting. Instead, his mouth fell open at the sight of us, and then he smiled a smile I thought would crack his face apart. He dropped his net and followed us a few paces behind. When we came to the lagoon, he called excitedly to a dozen other natives patching a canoe and pointed to us. They stopped work and joined him. When we came near the ice house, we had a sizable crowd along.
Well, they usually give a tourist a send-off like this?
Not to my knowledge.
Guess I made an impression or something, huh? What do I do? Shake hands with him?
Oh, if you like, but I don't think they're here.
I'll leave some change with Digger, and he can set him up to drinks in my name, huh? Oh, is that the warning? Better hurry, or I'll miss that boat.
As we went up the steps of the ice house, I turned for another look at the crowd behind us. As I did, my gaze fell on something trim and white in the lagoon, and at once I understood. The Delhi was riding at anchor. Captain Sang Huckabee had returned early. I reached for Milt to stop him, but it was too late. He was entering the bar.
Hello, Dolly. Hello, Digger. I've come to say goodbye. Brought you a little something to... Oh, Captain Huckabee, you're back.
That's right, Buckle. I see you did not take my advice about shaving. Digger! The scissors.
Oh, don't, Sam. Let him alone. He's leaving in a minute or two.
Part of him is. The beard stays here. The scissors, Digger.
Sam, will you listen to me?
When I'm done, front and center, Mr. Murney, if you please.
Sam, lad, he's not one of us. He's only a ruddy tourist.
The scissors! Give them to me! Hey, that's better. Now come here, you tourist.
Just a moment.
Oh, no. Drop it, Sam.
Sam, stop. You hear me? Stop it. I said let him alone.
It takes only a moment.
Take your hands off me.
Sam, hurting him, you big bully. You're hurting him.
Let me alone, Dolly. Go away, I said.
Sam, stop.
Here now, Sam. Enough.
You
I'll have no...
Bully!
Dolly. Dolly, where did you...
Dolly, bashing your fiancé with a stool? What have you done?
Look, Wally, I told him to stop. What right is he to treat Milt like that? Give me that electric thing. Give it to me, I say. But plug it in. Don't just stand there. Plug it in. Is this the button? This? I'll show him, the big bully. I'll show him.
We none of us made a move to stop her. We all of us seemed to watch in a trance as she applied the Gilnock razor to Captain Sam Huckabee's beard. We stood there open-mouthed, slack-jawed as it cut through. It was over in a moment. Captain Huckabee was shaved smooth, and it was as though the sea had opened and swallowed the moon. I was surprised to see he had the face of a cherub. Delly flung down the razor and, sobbing uncontrollably, pushed her way through the circle we had formed.
Well, I'll be blown.
Come, come, stand back, everyone. Let him have air. Let me have a look at you.
Is he hurt bad?
No, not too bad. Let me get him into the back room. All right, easy now.
All right, stand back, boys. Now they come and let us through.
That's it.
Stand back, I say. Cooperate, gentlemen, please.
Now, lower him gently. Easy now. Someone shut the door.
Oh, don't, Delly. Don't. It's all right now. He didn't hurt me. Come on now. We better shake a leg, huh? The boat won't wait forever.
We better shake a leg. What does he mean, Delly?
Be the first to congratulate us, Doc. We're going to be married on board ship.
What's that? What's that you say?
I'm going to marry Mr. Murney, Dad.
But what about Sam?
He'll get over it, I hope. Tell him I'm sorry. Tell him I didn't mean to hit him so hard, but I just couldn't stand by and have him humiliate the man I was going to marry.
When did you decide that?
I don't know. Just before I smashed Sam, I think. Oh, Dad, all right. Goodbye, Doctor. We have to hurry.
You're giving up the island and Sam for Milton and Hollywood?
Oh, yes. We're going to live in a prefabricated house.
In Lilydale, California.
And we'll have a fridge and a washing machine and... Oh, won't it be romantic?
Bye again, Doc. Digger, bye. I'll take good care of her.
Don't look for words, Digger. You'd never do it justice.
Poor Sam. He's not too bad, you say?
Not too bad, but I'll have to fill out a report for the commissioner. It was assault and battery. Sam is short for Samuel, isn't it?
Yeah, not Samuel, no. I noticed when he made out the marriage license. It stands for Samson.
Samson? Digger, is Delly's full name Adele?
No, not Adele. Delilah. Me missus named her Delilah. Comes from Shakespeare, you know.
Samson and Delilah.
Imagine her running off like that. Proper surprise, ain't it?
No, not really. Where Samson and Delilah were concerned, the Philistine had to win. It was inevitable.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred Mackay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. Tonight you have heard Captain Huckabee's Beard, especially written for Romance by Walter Brown Newman. Anthony Barrett was heard as Milton, Barbara Eiler as Delly, and Joseph Kearns as Dr. Lackland. Featured in the cast were Bill Conrad, Eric Snowden, and Jack Crucian. This is Bill Anders. Be sure to hear Romance and another unusual love story again next week at this same time. Johnny Mercer, one of Broadway's and Hollywood's top songwriters, is also a great man with an anecdote. And this is your invitation to join Johnny weekday evenings on CBS Radio. Mr. Mercer plays his own tunes and tunes by lots of other fellows, reminiscing about singers, dancers, piano players, and everybody backstage in show business. Meet Johnny Mercer every weekday evening on most of these same stations, presented by CBS Radio. America's 45 million radio families listen most to the CBS Radio Network.